Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, this weekend is the last weekend for Hollywood Park.
Yes. Oh, this is right. This is it.
Yeah.
Right.
Big races out there this weekend. Hollywood Park, man. Great place to hang.
But it's all over after this weekend.
Yeah. That is correct. That is correct, sir.
Yes.
Now, I was looking at some stats here of horse racing.
Right.
And it says the leading, you know, jockeys throughout the past since 1934.
Whoa, right? That's a real historical perspective.
Right. And I looked up Lafitte Pinkai Jr.
Yes. Yes.
He started racing in 1966.
Wow.
And he stopped racing in, it looks like, 2003.
Wow. 37 years?
Is that right? That's a long time for a jockey.
Wow, that's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. All right, it is...
Wow, that's... God, can you imagine what that would do to your body, 37 years of that?
Dude, most guys don't last 37 races. This guy lasted 37 years.
Jeez.
He was always like the top jock, too.
Yeah, well, we had him on the show. He was so nice to us, too. Remember when he came on?
Yeah, very nice guy.
Nicer
people on the planet.
Tell you, man. One of the nicest dudes, man.
All right. Tom Likas talked about Brian Whitman again today.
Why? Why do I have to listen to this? I don't really want to hear this. I mean, if you want to play it, go ahead. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to turn my headphones down.
All right.
No, I'll listen to it. I can't help it.
You like it.
No, I actually don't. Because if you notice, I don't talk about him. The audience has noticed that. You get emails. How come you don't talk about Tom? Because I'm not interested.
Tim Conway Jr. and some guy who spends 4 hours imitating me on the air coming up next.
There you go. The Tom Likas Show. All right, I guess they're talking about the death pool today. And
I'm in it?
No, I don't think you're in it.
Oh.
I mean, you could be, but I don't think you are. Huh. I mean, I don't think you're anybody's death pool. You're 34, 35.
Yeah, come August, I'll be 36.
Come next August, you'll be 35, right?
36.
36.
35 now.
Come next August.
Yeah, come next August, I'll be 36, man. Mm-hmm. Come next August, you'll be 45.
October, yeah.
Come next October, man.
Yeah. Half of my life is already over.
All right. Let's not depress ourselves. Let's play the tape.
44 years. I'm not going to live till I'm 88. So half of it is...
You might. You have good...
Over.
You have good genes. Your dad is in great shape.
Nah, my dad's in great shape.
Yeah. Your father does not look his age.
Yeah, my dad turned 74 last Saturday, and he's in unbelievable shape.
Right. So, I mean, you know, if based on that.
But he didn't, abuse his body like I do.
All right.
You know, he takes care of himself.
Yeah, he does appear to be in very fit.
Yes, very fit. All right. Here's Tom Likas talking about Brian Whitman, everybody. Here we go.
Josh on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, long time listener, first time caller.
Why, thank you, Josh.
All right, obvious one, and I didn't know why you didn't think of this one, is Danny Bonaducci.
Now, Danny Bonaducci, as far as I've been able to tell...
This is probably not what Danny wants to hear while he has the flu, too.
Right, Danny
because when you have the flu, you think you're going to die.
Right. Oh, so they're talking about the death pool, so the caller says Danny Bonaducci. Oh, no.
And then Tom talks about...
Danny Bonaducci, as far as I've been able to tell, has been off the sauce and everything else, and I've seen Danny, and he's been here in the studio.
Come on, Tom.
Do you know anything I don't know?
No, I can call the Adam Carolla Show, but I believe you called the other day also.
No, I am never on the Adam Carolla Show. I was on there one time many, many, many months ago.
He's very serious all of a sudden.
This caller thinks... That when you call the Tom, you call the Carolla Show, it's Tom.
Right. So I'll only say this because I don't talk about Tom anymore. It's one of my early New Year's resolutions. But notice for a moment, Tom is about to attack me and say that I need material or the caller says I need material. But keep in mind, the caller thought I was Tom. So apparently,
right.
I don't need, if I'm doing an impression, I don't need that much material because the caller actually thought I was Tom. So, if I have no material and the caller thinks I'm Tom,
That's your material.
If I'm Tom, I wouldn't be talking about it at all. See, if I'm Tom Likas and a guy's on the radio imitating me with, as far as Tom is apparently concerned, no material, but my listeners think that the guy on the radio with no material is me, if I'm Tom, I don't talk about that. Because the net result is like algebra. The result is Tom has no material, right? If a guy impersonates Tom with no material and people believe it is Tom, then, conclusion, Tom has no material.
There you go.
So that's all I'm going to say. I'm done discussing it for 2007.
All right. We continue here. Tom Likas is talking about Brian Whitman today.
No, I can call the Adam Carolla show, but I believe you called the other day also.
No, I am never on the Adam Carolla show. I was on there one time many months ago.
Well, they had an impersonator call.
Yes. Brian Whitless calls in as me and does the same thing he does on the Tim Conway Jr. show.
Hey, look at that. We have a name change of the show.
I'm not commenting. What I said stands, and what I said is...
I like the sound of that.
Tim Conway Jr. show.
Wow.
It's just that ask and ye shall receive.
Just I like the ring of that.
Say the word.
God, does that sound nice?
Conway Jr. show.
I got a couch and a TiVo with my name on it. You just say the word, my friend.
Tim Conway Jr. show.
Oh, God, does that have a nice, like a powerful ring to that?
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Enjoy that.
Yep. Whenever you're ready for it, just give me the high sign.
And you're gone.
Because, again, I have a lot of backed up shows on my TiVo. I have an entire season of Dexter to watch. And I have plenty of money in the bank.
All right. All right, let's continue.
Tim Conway Jr. show. Tim Conway Jr. show.
Jerry, just play the tape.
Tim Conway Jr. show.
Jerry, just play the tape.
Tim Conway Jr. show. Tim Conway Jr. show.
Jerry,
stop it. Tim Conway Jr. show.
Jesus.
What a jerk. He needs to come up with better material than that.
Well, that's what I've been saying all along, from your mouth to God's ears.
Tom Likas.
1-800-5800-TOM.
Tom.
There it is.
You go.
Well, again, I'm
now. Now you had said, and maybe you said this privately, maybe I shouldn't bring it up on the air.
I don't know what you're going to say, so I can't ask you not to say it on the air because I don't know what it is.
All right, I'll say it, and then if you don't want me to say it on the air, you can hit the dump button.
All right.
But Brian actually asked me the other day.
Oh, about making a call?
Yeah.
Oh, you can say this on the air.
Yeah, he said I'm going to try to call Tom on the phone and try to patch things up.
Right, because it's Christmas, and, I do like Tom. It's not that I don't, people send emails. I don't hate Tom Likas. I've known him forever since I was working at a radio station as a kid in New York. I was 18 years old, and I met Tom for the first time. I've known him forever. I don't dislike him. I don't have any ill will. I don't wish bad things for him. And I don't like to have... this kind of back and forth.
Especially around the holidays?
Yeah, around the holidays. You know, I was raised by two great parents.
Really?
Yes. And I wasn't raised to have enemies and to be in conflict with people. So actually, as I've been driving around and seeing the Christmas lights and hearing the music, I thought, maybe I should call Tom. But then I come in and I hear this, so he might not be ready for the call.
You don't like it?
Well, I'd prefer to not. I don't know when this happened on his show. I was watching Oprah, so I wasn't listening. But
did this happen today?
So
what time do you know, Jerry?
6:40.
Okay. Yeah. Again, I didn't hear it. I was watching Oprah on TiVo, but. So I didn't hear it, but this pushes me back. I'm at the point where I kind of like want to call Tom and just say, hey, buddy, I want to make sure everything's cool. I won't make one of those calls. Right. But then I hear a tape like this, and it makes me go, Like I said, he's not ready for that call. So I'm in an interesting spot.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, but he did honestly. He said off the air. Brian said, "I'm going to call him and
last night
try to patch things up."
I said that too. In the next room, the room where the computer is here, I said last night. I said, "Do you think I should call Tom? I might call Tom and not even patch things up. Just say hi to him and just say, I hope you know that this is all in fun, and I certainly harbor no ill will and all of that." So that's what I was going to do, but then I hear a tape like this, and It makes me think that I would be a fool to make that call.
All right. All right, folks. Earlier we had Danny Bonaducci call. Oh, and no. Look at this. Well, ladies and gentlemen, well, the afternoon host at 97.1 Free FM, 3 to 8 p.m., Tom Likas. Tommy, how are you, sir?
Hello. Hello, Timmy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, it's not Tom.
Hi, how are you doing, Brian?
The reason I know it's not Tom is because, this impression, you need material.
No, this is Tom Likas. I was standing outside my vestibule listening to the radio.
Well, let me ask you, this is Tom Likas.
Someone urinate on your vestibule.
This is something that only Tommy would know. What time are you on every day?
I'm on from 3 to 8.
Okay, you're on 3 to 8.
That is the first hour.
That is right. And
right.
What city do you live in?
I live in the Hollywood Hills there.
Darling.
And you just bought a new place in what city?
You know what? That's a good question, dear.
You bought a ranch up north.
Oh, yes, in Santa Barbara. Darling. If you're talking about my new palatial ranch.
Right.
I thought you were talking about my palatial estate.
Okay, well, you know what? This is Tom Likas. I mean, nobody...
No.
He had to have known.
This guy's nailed it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Tommy, so are you just driving around listening to the show?
Well, no, I was standing outside my vestibule, and I had the radio on.
Does it still smell like urine there, or did you hose it down?
I hosed it down with some water, and I put some scented candles outside.
Now, what about the poinsettias, Tom? Did you replace the poinsettias that were stolen? Because I heard you say on the air they were killer.
Well, the poinsettias were, unfortunately, dear, they were destroyed.
You said they were lodged with balls blooming.
Yes, exactly, dear. But the thing is that I'm having my landscaper come out tomorrow afternoon before the show.
Good, to replace the poinsettias?
And he's going to replace the poinsettias.
Your gardener's coming?
No, dear, it's my landscaper.
Ah. Yeah, Tim, you have a gardener. I have a landscaper.
Okay. All right, Tommy, what are you doing for the holidays?
Well, usually I just have a little party at my house. I invite some close friends. We crack open the eggnog there. And, we sit around the fireplace. I light the fireplace up.
Yeah.
And we just exchange presents, have a nice little time.
All right, well, let me ask you another question.
I wish you the best.
I'm thinking now that it may not be you. Who are the three guys who work with you?
Oh, that is Gary, Dino, and my good man, Arthur.
That's correct. All right.
Art.
I guess that is right.
Hello, Art.
I'm sorry for doubting you.
Oh, that's all right, Timmy.
Right. All right.
All right, Tom.
All right, and what's the phone number people call you during the day?
1-800-5800-TOM. That's 1-800-5800-866.
That is him, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds exactly like him.
And I would like to just wish Tim Conway Jr., I want to wish you a happy holidays, dear.
Thank you very much. And if Brian were to call you off the air, would you take the call?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course I would take the call. You know, Brian just needs material, dear. That's all he needs.
Right. Otherwise, he'd be really good. I mean, if he had material, he'd be great, right?
Well, you know, it's from your mouth to God's ears.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Merry Christmas, Tommy.
Thank you.
Darling.
That sound effect in his phone.
Yeah, does he do that? He has a button on his cell phone that says blow up effect?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, gang, it is the Conway Whitman Show.
I was hoping that really would be Tom, actually. I was kind of hoping that, Tom would actually be hearing the spirit of Christmas, the goodwill that I have put out there this holiday season. And
Brian, that was Tom Likas.
Oh. I missed an opportunity then, too.
Yes, you did.
Ah.
All right, folks, when we come back, the news with Rob and everybody.
Right. G25. The news. Important stuff.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.